Welcome to Nerdy Thursday.
Bada boom, bum thump, bum ba dum, ba da da dum,
boom, boom, boom. I like the Home Alone throwback.
The world was big and cruel, and cold and gray and sad. But Nerdy Thursday came up and made everybody glad, because after that they had a whole lot more stuff to do with their minds, and they left the gray old square world behind. Nerdy Thursday, you're the man, I hope you...
Welcome everybody to Nerdy Thursday. We're your two hosts, Sean and Mitch, and we're just a couple of guys who like beer, games, and nerd culture in general. I'm your first host, and my name is Sean, and it drives me nuts. Like, literally drives me nuts when people who know me spell my name wrong.
You hate Gus.
Yeah, probably. But
no, literally, every time.
But what's worse than Gus spelling my name wrong is when my family members spell my name wrong. So I had this incident back on my birthday where my grandfather... This might be probably the biggest, like, fuck-up ever. So my grandfather missed my birthday. He went onto my Facebook at, you know, 2 days later and goes, "Hey, Matt, sorry I missed your birthday. Happy birthday." Literally called me Matt. I couldn't believe it. Matt's my cousin. So I didn't think that it could get much worse than that. Outside of 2 days ago when my mom texted me.
But wasn't... Hold on. Let's go back to your grandpa real quick.
Okay.
Didn't you go, "Thanks, Grandpa"?
I did.
Sean, though.
No, I didn't even say it's Sean. I just said, "Thanks, Grandpa." Like, dude, it drives me nuts. The fact is he literally had to search me. Or he had to click on my name to write a comment.
And he still called
me, yeah, and he still called me the wrong name.
I love it. I love everything about it.
Another one of my pet peeves is when someone, like, goes to shoot me an email to my personal email that actually has Sean in it, and they still misspell my name.
Oh, even better.
But that's...
All right, let's get back to your mom, the lady that gave birth to you and spelling your name wrong.
She literally... So, I get... My name is S-H-A-U-N, with a U.
Let the whole world know.
Yeah. And so, I'm so used to people spelling it with a W, because that's just what everybody does.
Especially Gus.
My mother sent me a picture of a bunch of stuff that she found while moving, right? And so she found one of my old report cards. She found a book report from when I was in, like, seventh grade.
Did she send this to you yesterday?
Okay, actually, it wasn't a book report. It was an autobiography. I'm going to let the irony of that settle in here in a couple of minutes. So she sends me a picture of this stuff and goes, "If you want this stuff back, bring down my Stephen King book when you come down for Kayla's wedding." But she started that off with, "Hey, Sean." And she spelt it like this, S-E-A-N. I've never once in my life had someone confuse the spelling of my life of my name from S-H-A-U-N to S-E-A-N, ever.
That's awesome.
And that's from my mom. And the true irony of all of this is she literally took a picture of my report card that has my name saved as S-H-A-U-N right on the front. My autobiography that right on the front says, "By Sean." And in order to send me a message, she had to go to the contact in her phone that is Sean. Thanks, Mom.
I really thought you were going to say the autobiography was spelt wrong.
Yo, that's what I spelled my name for. With an S-E-A-N.
Yeah, or just something even more ridiculous.
See, my whole life I've been getting confused, you know, me and Shane and I get Shane, he gets Sean. We still do. And I even right now respond to Shane because I'm just done with it. I had a customer come in today. I don't know why he calls me Shane, but he calls me Shane. I'm like, "Hey, Bob." And he's like, "Hey, Shane, how you doing?" He doesn't even know I have a brother named Shane. Swear to God. And so I've been getting that my whole life. But now my mom can't even spell my name right. Anyways, guys, as always, my co-host, my partner in crime, Mitch.
The best host, you mean?
Yeah.
Jeepers.
Yeah. Sure.
Jeez, I don't even know where to, like, come with from a story now. You just wasted a good 4 minutes and 45 seconds of these great folks' time. And here I am to be like, I just took 2 shots of free vodka so I could deal with your ass for the next hour while we record.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I definitely did, though. Oh, that, you, that bully boy is so good. Yeah, buddy.
Oh, man. So maybe that could actually be your story. Guys, we had this exact, pretty much this exact episode recorded on Sunday, but we were both hungover as fuck, and it honestly didn't sound like either one of us wanted to be there recording that episode.
No, it just, it was lingering. It was left over from the awkward night we had before.
Yes, Saturday when I went down for your veterans dance, like Valentine's Day dance, right?
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Is I have friends and I know people that are both single or in relationships that I figured would be looking for something to do on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
I was clearly mistaken.
Apparently.
And you were sitting there because you were the only guy who paid and were like, yeah, I'll go. And there were 2 empty tables on the other side of the dance floor that had been reserved for the possible 12 people they thought I was bringing.
Right.
So not only was that awkward, but all the old men and their lady friends were looking at us like we were the cutest couple in the place.
You know, you say that, but there was a gentleman at the table right next to us who would not stop staring a fucking hole through me. And so, you know how I be. I go, all right, well, let's make him hate me even more.
Yeah, let's ramp this up a bit.
Let me take this gayness to 12.
Yeah.
And
so what'd you do? You did that.
I explicitly remember you saying, dude, I know you like doing this a lot, and I do as well.
Dude, but it's a fun game.
This is not the place.
Nope. So I can't wait for my meeting next Tuesday.
Oh my god. Yeah, so that was a lot of fun. You ended up winning a gigantic ass bottle of what we thought was probably a shitty bottle of vodka, right?
Yeah.
Through a raffle / grab bag.
Some random craft distillery in Boston I never heard of.
We ended up getting back to your place that night. You opened the top of this Bully Boy vodka.
I gotta say that this story's not getting any less gay as we tell it.
Okay, for the record, we did stop and get mixers. I got an energy drink, you know.
You're not helping.
I got
You're
Ultra not helping. Black. If that's not edgy as fuck, I don't know what is. So I got a monster, and you open up this thing of vodka and take a whiff.
Which you should never do. I don't, and I know that. I know that rule.
Yeah.
I would never sniff any other alcohol, basically, but I always do it.
Well, you know what? Sometimes I can tell, like, I love sniffing gin. I love the smell of gin. I love the smell of rum.
And if it smells like nail polish remover, you should probably stay away from it.
Exactly. And what you did was you opened this, you sniffed, and guess what? That shit smelled like straight nail polish remover.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not a doubt in my mind. That's what that smelled
Rubbing
like.
Rubbing alcohol.
Yeah, that was fucking, that was bad, man. But I tell you what, you looked it up. And this was before we even tried it. You looked it up, and you were like, holy shit, they're giving this, like, an A-. I'm like,
yeah,
there's zero chance. In my head, like, I'm going, there's zero chance that this is as good as they say. Like, they must have gotten a phenomenal batch. That stuff literally had zero taste. Outside of, like, delicious.
Smooth as my balls as soon as I get done shaving them.
Dude, that, if there's one vodka, that,
I don't try to avoid that.
You are not
picture
making
it,
this anymore straight. there is not a bottle of vodka that I want to drink again in my life that's not Bully Boy.
Right?
Because that stuff was amazing. I know my glass was about half vodka and half Monster. And I was feeling pretty good.
Same with the seltzer I did. I was just like, oof.
Damn, dude.
It's probably why we felt like shit the next day.
Yeah. I didn't even think, like, I wanted to even have more of that, but judging how I felt the next morning, I'm glad I didn't. It doesn't help that we're both naturally up at, like, 7:38 in the morning.
Yep.
And we fell asleep at, what, 3:34?
Yeah.
And that's without
alarm. The best was I come out of my room and you just got the middle finger up on the couch.
I heard you, I'm just like, I don't want to say a word. but I cannot acknowledge, I cannot not acknowledge his presence.
True dat, true dat.
Oh, man. Well, here we are. We're like good 8-9 minutes into this podcast. And you know what today is? Today is Thursday, technically, if you're listening. In real life, it's not. But today...
Ugh, stop doing that.
I can't help it.
I'm taking a theater class. We just talked about the fourth wall, and all I could think about was that motherfucker, that motherfucker, that motherfucker. I missed everything else the lady said, because that's all I was thinking.
Oh, you were thinking about me during your classes? Dude, honestly.
Still not helping.
We can stop talking about we can stop talking about that now. Oh, my God. So I'm actually glad that we ended up having a really shitty episode on Sunday. Like, I didn't even go back and listen to any of it. I was just like, man, I really don't want to, you know. I know I sounded like shit.
Right, so we could delay South Park for 2 weeks instead of just the one. Because we tried to record that, too.
Yeah, that was...
And neither of us remembered the episode except for some of our favorite parts.
Well, the plan was for us to record on Saturday night, but that did not happen.
I mean, it could have.
It could have, but...
Then we started playing Rocket League because I got a new PS4.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, they'll get over it.
Damn. But you know what? I'm super amped that we delayed this till today. Because we've got a ton of awesome news that came out in the past week.
And I don't know how awesome my news is.
Well, mine's pretty fun.
And I got a downer that we should probably start with so we can rebound.
And let me actually, before we get into that, just explain what happened last week, guys. Mitch's laptop is a complete piece of garbage.
Like, it's a coaster.
Like, legit, it is his beer coaster. We started recording last week. We recorded the South Park. We started recording South Park, and that's when we noticed that his computer wasn't keeping up with his software, like his Audacity to record, and we lost like a good 20 minutes. I'm like, fuck, man. And so Mitch has my spare laptop right now, and hopefully we can get some quality stuff out to you guys. So
yeah, but now, what was I going to say?
I don't know.
Shit. Oh, we do have an hour and a half of good ramblings, though.
Yeah, we do, because hopefully the laptop...
We'll see how synced up it is, but...
Hopefully the laptop kept up with that, because that was like, we didn't even hit stop. We just went, like, we got pissed. We're like, all right, we're done. We're not recording this week. And then we just talked and ranted and rambled for like an hour and a half, which is fucking
awesome.
Yeah,
we're going to go back and listen through it, and it's going to be one of those secret episodes that we continuously mention and say that Sean's going to work hard at editing. And then he just never does. It's kind of like the Gus cast that is hidden in the archives.
Speaking of Gus, I saw he may or may not have called us.
He did. I asked him. Well, he said it. He said it today, actually. We were moving a bureau, or an armoire, as he liked to call it, for his sweet apartment. Oh yeah, no longer homeless. I don't know if we said that or not.
No, I think that's literally just a Gus cast like exclusive.
So I can't wait.
So wait until you guys hear that part, and then and then think back to the fact that he now has a home.
No, I think like his homewarming party is just us getting hammered and recording an episode with him.
Yes, Gus cast number 9, and
he's
only two of them have come
out. He's got a roommate named Carl.
Ooh.
Wait till you meet him.
Does Carl want to record?
He's a pretty quiet guy.
Okay.
You'll get it when you see it, and that can be one of your opening stories.
Sweet.
But let's see. Yeah. We were moving the armoire, and...
At least say it with a French accent.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I try. It's an armoire.
Armoire.
So we move that son of a bitch in, and... On the way home, he goes, huh, did you guys notice I called?
Yeah, read the first line.
Yes, we did.
Eerily similar to what your veteran buddies think
about
us.
And he was like, I don't think I said anything bad. And I was like, we read the first line.
At least he kept it
technically PC. We think we know what's in there.
And guys, we also don't screen our phone calls. It's just my phone gives me an alert of what came in, and it gives me, like, the first line's transcriptions. And Gus may or may not have a gem. Yay.
Depends on how much he was drinking. He said he was almost Gus, but tried to be Gus.
I think he's Gus. It only takes like 3 beers for him to be Gus. Yeah. So anyways, true. You have a downer to start with. What do you got, man?
Yeah, I'm going to start with a downer. Okay. You ever heard of the show Deadliest Catch?
Yeah, yeah, I have.
Fishing show on some channel?
Sure.
Yeah.
Do I watch it now?
Apparently, last week, one of the ships went down.
No way!
Yeah.
Like, was it while filming?
All the... Well, probably.
Shit. Did anyone die?
I didn't read the whole article. I mean, I tried to tell you... I told you this. I guess I can tell the listeners now. When we dive into these episodes, where we do some news...
Yeah.
I headline grab.
Yeah. That's fine.
And I either just do the headline, or I browse a little bit. This is the Deadliest Catch stars. No hope is running out for lost colleagues. So
you're the Donald Trump of this podcast?
Yeah, of course.
Nice.
Voted for him. Might as well be him. I did not vote for Donald Trump. That was a joke.
Dude, that was real fast. A joke. Dude, in my head, I was like, did he really?
God, no. My card was full of libertarians.
I do not know you. That just went through my head. Yeah.
So, yeah, the ship went down, and they didn't find anybody yet. And that almost a week ago.
Dude, that is so shitty. Like, yeah. I don't want to laugh, but damn, that is awful, man. I mean, you got to imagine that recording that many episodes over the course of that many... You know, a tragedy's, like, the odds are that eventually something bad's going to happen. It just sucks that we... Well, I don't know them, but I've heard about them enough to be like, damn, that sucks.
Well, yeah. Well, especially because, like I said, I browsed the article real fast.
Yeah.
And these guys have known each other before the show, and they're good friends.
So
the person they were talking to was like, yeah, pretty much the worst afternoon of my life when I heard about that.
Dude, that's fucking awful. And that's coming off the back of, didn't, like, the main character die a couple years ago from, like, lung cancer?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay. Well, I wish we were doing this show a couple years ago, because then maybe we'd have an answer. Guys, let us know. Is he dead?
Yeah, we'd go full circle with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Dude, that would have been like a deep dig, you know? Going back in the archives. Well, coming off the tail of that kind of depressing news, I've got something kind of funny. Have you heard of...
All right, we'll see if we can rebound real quick.
Have you heard of PewDiePie?
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on PewDiePie?
I think Cotman Brah is way better than PewDiePie. I can't stand him.
Yo, bros, what's going on, bros? You're my bro, bro.
I almost just hung up on you. For saying that.
Well, I'm glad you aren't here in person then, because you probably would have hit me.
Yeah, that would have been sweet. At least it would have been a good sound.
So, if you're like one of the listeners... If you're a listener that somehow has never heard of PewDiePie, he's YouTube's, like, number one star. Like, this guy exploded out of nowhere just because he's super effeminate, he's kind of edgy, and he says bros, I guess. I don't know, he plays games. I don't know how you... Is he just dumb, or does he do a really good job acting stupid?
Ooh.
Like, that's my question.
How old is PewDiePie?
I think PewDiePie is, like, in his mid-20s.
He's that dumb.
He's just that dumb?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you say mid-20s, and we're late 20s, we're not that far away.
That's true.
Dear God, the people I spend time with at school just fucking shoot me.
Yeah, dude. I see posts about people at your school all the time, because we have a lot of mutual friends.
And I don't know anything about PewDiePie's personal life.
Yeah.
But if he's a YouTube star like he is, he's making that YouTube money.
Uh-huh.
And just sitting home playing video games and hasn't learned fucking dick about the real world.
Right.
So, he's an obnoxious little turd like the people I go to school with.
Oh, tell me how you really feel.
Oh, I will. This is my, like, weekly therapy session. When we don't record, it gets all pent up and I get all frustrated and mad.
Dude, I'm so glad you have an outlet.
Right? And the 40 people that listen?
Yeah.
They should tweet back and give me their therapist thoughts.
Yeah, dude.
So I don't have to pay somebody. I mean, I'm already sitting on my comfy couch, so it would work out.
You know what I love about this show? And you know how we just talked about Tangent Talk before we started recording?
Yeah.
All right. This feels like an episode of Tangent Talk. trademark, don't even fucking dare steal that name. Anyways, back to my story. What was I thinking about? What was I going to say?
The turds I go to school with.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, when we started doing this, my main goal was to, like, appease people like me. People who I'm super busy a lot with work, and, like, I'm doing a lot of work outside of work. And so I don't have a lot of time to be social, and honestly, I don't exactly like going to bars because I don't like paying 1,000% marked up price for a beer, you know?
And, yeah, that's about right.
And so when it comes down to, like, meeting new people, I have limited venues. And so podcast was such a great way for me to go in and start meeting new people, be active in different groups and different social circles, like the Tadpod group and the Two Dudes and an S group, you know? I've met so many great people, and we have so many people who listen who are part of those groups. And we really thank you guys, and we hope that, you know, this is your therapy session. Not just Mitch's. That's all. That's
all I wanted to say. Oh my god. You just melted my heart.
Dude, that's straight from my soul.
Oh, bless you. I mean,
it is Valentine's week, so.
Oh, bless your heart.
I just had to show these guys how much we love them. Well, anyway,
listeners in the South, they'll know that just means go fuck yourself.
We actually have a lot of listeners from the South. Not gonna lie.
They'll know bless your heart means go fuck yourself. FYI, if anybody visits the South and somebody says that to you, that's what they're saying.
That's awesome. Is it better to hear bless your heart or bless your soul?
Neither.
They're both the same thing?
No. I mean, bless your soul is probably the nicer of the two. But, you know, it's all context. But if you hear bless your heart, they're basically telling you to fuck off.
That's awesome. I did not know that.
In my personal experience, anyway.
I did not know that, and I hope that's news for everybody else. Back to PewDiePie.
Yeah, let's hear this news you have on him.
Dude.
Is this a headline grab, or do you know a thing or two?
This was a headline grab from, like, I read up on this yesterday, and okay. it got worse today. So yesterday, it got announced that PewDiePie got dropped by Disney.
And he was a part of Disney?
Like, he was sponsored, and he was, like, making money off of Disney because, like, he was sponsored by Disney. Like, he's got so many sponsorships. So Disney dropped him, and today, YouTube dropped his show.
Thank God.
He still, I think, has his regular show, but he had a show where you would have to pay, like, $10 a month to, like, to watch. Like, they're actually producing a show.
Wow.
And basically what it is it's in this section of YouTube where it's like, you know, it's friendly to YouTube, so it doesn't make YouTube look bad at all. So, you know, clearly they're sponsoring it, right? Yep. And so they dropped the sponsorship of that over the because dating back to August of last year, he had been inserting these jokes into his shows that were really fucked up.
And go on, because it's kind of like what we do.
So, we're not sponsored.
Not yet.
He made headlines over a death to all Jews in one of his videos.
Huh.
And it exploded in his face. So, apparently, over the past couple of months, he had been getting edgier and edgier, trying to be, like, super cool. And to the point where he had, like, a video that, like, cut to him in a Nazi uniform. And there was a sign that said, like, death to all Jews and stuff like that. And it created massive, massive backfire and pissed off a ton of people to the point where he got dropped from Disney and his YouTube show got dropped.
I mean, one of the princes of England did that for his Halloween costume.
Yeah.
Dressed up as a Nazi one time. You'd think you'd learn from that when he got shit. They can basically do whatever they want. They're royalty.
Man, I don't know if this makes me sound hipster, but man, I really hate the hype machine.
What do you mean you hate the hype machine?
I hate the hype machine. Like, I hate the...
No, you don't. You're basically my hype man.
Well, I hate the manufactured hype machine that, like, it's when, like, media tells you, like, oh, you gotta watch this. This is the best thing ever. So clearly I sound like a hipster, but, like, this is back... You remember when Avatar was just being thrown down everybody's throat, the James Cameron movie.
Yeah, that fucking sucks.
That movie was fucking awful, and it made me so bitter that, like, everyone and their mother was trying to get everybody to watch that movie.
Yeah, but did you know that there's, like, a huge museum, like, display that you can go see for that? And that would be fucking cool.
I don't want to see that.
So, tangent talk. Okay. I just hashtagged it. You can't see me. Fuck.
Did so you tap there the two is, fingers?
Yeah. Nice. So there is this thing. It was in New York. It's called the Rain Room. Did you hear about that?
No.
You walk into this room where it's raining.
That's dope.
Except it's full of sensors. So when you walk slow enough, it's raining everywhere but where you're standing.
What?
And you can walk about this room, and it won't just you'll never get wet.
That's fucking amazing. You said this in New York City?
Yeah. It was last
well,
time
shit, you... man. We're only like...
And it's basically like, the same as the Avatar thing, except everything lights up like in the movie when you touch it.
Oh, dude, that sounds so crazy. And New York City's only like 2.5-3 hours away. I think that should happen. Tangent talk
if
number
it's still
two.
There, definitely.
I'm hashtagging. Tangent talk. I just found out how much vacation time I have. Save that.
It's a lot.
It's a lot, because I don't take vacation.
Sell it back.
I have 184 hours of vacation time.
I thought you were going to say days.
I'm taking the next year off.
Yeah, the vodka's kicking in. 180 days? You can do whatever you want.
Dude, I literally found out that I can take 5 days off every other month for the next year, or I can take 3 days off on the weekend and use my my regular days off to supplement it every month to get a month off or to get a week off every single month for the next year.
Huh.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I'm super amped for that, and this Rain Room is fitting into one of those vacation weeks.
Yeah, okay, so just what did the owner say when you threw those ideas by?
I didn't tell her.
Hey, I'm just going to use my vacation days and my days off to work one day a week.
Okay, here's the
for
thing.
The next year.
Here's the thing. The owner was just like, she's like, all right, well, I know you don't like taking time off because, you know, you're always, you know, looking out for the business and stuff. And I go on. And she's like, well, you've got 184 hours, which is like roughly 5 weeks of vacation time to take off. And we need you to take it off. We need you to use it by the end of the year. I'm like, when the fuck am I going to do this?
You say by the end of the year?
Yeah.
They won't. Oh, sell it back.
But that's besides the point. PewDiePie got dropped. Pretty awesome. What do you got, man?
Ooh. I got one story left.
Okay.
So we can either talk about that, or I got two left, but the second one is going to bring us into what we initially said we wanted to talk about.
Okay.
How many do you got?
I can make it work, however you want to do it.
Well, this one's going to take us to the moon and beyond.
Okay. So it's going to take a while?
No.
Okay.
Literally, this one is to the moon and beyond.
Okay. It's a space.
The United Arab Emirates has declared that they will build the first city on Mars in 100 years. Not in the next 100 years, but in 100 years. 2117, there will be a city on Mars.
That's fucking dope. Yeah. That's fucking amazing.
And not only did they just kind of say it or tweet it.
Yeah.
They said it right, like, along lines of the global summit. So there was 138 governments there to hear it. All the leading space technology companies were there to hear it. Like, they have a 100-year program already set up, like, that they're thinking about.
That's
to research
fucking crazy, dude.
And, like, send funding to universities so people can figure out the fastest transportation to do it, how to, like, get energy up there and maintain the city and, like, grow food.
What do you think about that?
Sign me up if I'm still alive and a viable candidate.
Well, yeah. I mean, if the world's still here in a couple of years... I'm imagining within like the next 20 years, dude, they've got to be getting to the point where they can just extend life almost indefinitely.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy, especially since like the planet's already kind of overpopulated as it is. Yep. But you know, I imagine something like that's just going to be ridiculously expensive, even if you want it. Hey, if anyone's listening 1,000 years from now, sorry for Trump.
Oh man,
he's still alive, I'm assuming. I'm just kidding.
Unless he's the greatest president that's ever existed somehow.
You can just probably go away.
I said if.
Dude, it's like that. It's like in Futurama, where like Richard Nixon is always like the front of the presidency.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, we've literally come full circle from when like that show made a mockery out of that.
Good point, good point.
That's pretty awesome. I'm actually scrolling through. All right, so I'm scrolling through IGN right now because I lost one of my pages. Like, I had an idea of what it was, but I completely forgot. And there's, dude, there's a green-white hybrid Power Ranger. Like, hybrid? Like, there's a green-white Power Ranger?
Yeah, everybody knows that.
I call bullshit.
How are you going to call bullshit?
Dude, it's from a comic. Do you read the comic?
Yes.
You're full of shit.
You never seen it on my... Dude, you never look at my books. You only look at the movies when you come over.
Yeah, you...
oh, there's you're... like... there's four of my favorites on the bottom shelf.
Dude, if you have the Power Rangers comics, I am jacking the shit out of that. Dude, I'm scrolling through the... through, like, the images, like, the screen caps from this comic. Mm-hmm. I want to get... I want to read this entire series. It's on number 12 right now. Because this looks fucking insane. Green Ranger's fighting the Red Ranger.
And yeah, now they fucked. That's how you get the Green and White Ranger. I told you that already.
Oh, you're so full of shit. There's a White Ranger that's got, like, green accents, and he's holding the Red Ranger's helmet. What the hell? I need to find out what's happening. Oh, there it is. Pokemon Go. You ready for this?
Yeah, quick. Tell me with this terrible, terrible transition you just did.
Well, it's just like because
you
just
found out why the Green and White Ranger is holding the Red Ranger's helmet.
No, read the comic. It's about Pokemon Go. Read the comic. You guys will find out. Pokemon Go is...
PvP?
No, it... Well, that, and it added 80 Generation 2 Pokemon this week.
Who cares about Gen 2?
Get the... Are you serious? As soon as they added
that, I lost interest. Yeah.
No way.
I'm a 151 guy.
I guess I am too. But I got so sick. Oh, did they fix that game? Did they make it so your battery doesn't die after 5 minutes?
I have no idea. I haven't played it.
Anybody listening, did they fix this? Did they make it so while you're walking, you don't need your screen on? Like, because that was the stupidest shit ever. Like, let the app run in the background. I walk like 5 miles a day. Let me fucking get points for it.
It doesn't count if you just take the same route every time.
I'm talking about at work, at home. Like, that would make me enjoy this game so much more.
I'm not gonna lie.
You have one more topic that leads into what we're actually talking about?
I guess so.
35 minutes in.
Well, we're already that far, huh?
Yeah, this took us right on in, huh?
So, Resident Evil 7.
Okay.
The game we talked about with Brian the other day.
Which, by the way, hold on. Can I just interrupt you for a second?
Well, you already did, so might as well continue.
All right. Cleva the Great.
Okay, now that you're done.
Cleva the Great.
Hashtag tangent talk.
Hashtag tangent talk. We should do that every time.
I ordered a pizza the other day.
Okay.
From Papa John's and put in the special instructions that when I went downstairs to pay for the pizza, I wanted a knock-knock joke.
Okay.
Oh. My man delivered.
That's fucking awesome.
I got my knock-knock joke from the delivery driver.
Was it good?
No.
It was awful?
Yeah. It was about Clarence the Interrupting Cow.
Ha moo!
Yeah, and I was like, first he said knock-knock, and I forgot that I had asked for a knock-knock joke. So I looked at him like he was a moron. And then it was like, oh yeah, I asked for that. Who's
That's
there?
That's amazing. Dude, that was a snow day. I remember that. I got a lot of Chinese food that night. That was a great day to eat out. Right. Anyways, Cleva the Great hit me up on a Facebook Messenger, right? and he sent me a screen cap of the Resident Evil show, like the podcast playing on his phone, and he screen capped it and shot it to me. And he said, I'm either paraphrasing or saying this word for word, "You guys are brilliant idiots. Keep it up."
Oh, God. You did say that.
That made my fucking day.
There's another random boner just because you said it again.
How many times have we called each other an idiot this week and then followed up with "brilliant idiot"?
Since you got that, at least once a day.
So that's at least 10 times. Yeah, that made my day. So, anyways, back to what you're talking about. You're talking about Resident Evil 7.
Yeah, apparently in an interview, one of the producers let everybody know why the game was so scary.
Okay.
It's because you're no longer that spectator and feeling like a spectator.
Uh-huh.
It's first person.
Yeah.
That was their big, ooh, this is what we should do.
You know what, though? I think, you know, that makes complete sense. Because it's always scarier, especially in like a first person, horror game. It's always scarier if you're the person playing the game. If you're the person watching somebody play the game, it's never scary.
Yeah.
And that makes like complete sense.
That's why when Brian was here, we made that little tent.
Yes. That boiler room fucking awful tent. And I'm slightly sure that that's why Cleva said that we were brilliant idiots, because when he screenshotted, it showed me where he was in the episode. And so, of course, I downloaded my own podcast, and I fast-forwarded to that spot, and it was right when we talked about making a blanket fort to play that game.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I don't know if I told you that, but that's why we're brilliant idiots.
That's the reason.
It may be like, because we're funny as fuck and we put on a good show, but I'm not 100% sure.
That's all a facade.
Cleva, let us know. Facebook, Twitter.
But anyway, so stemming from that, and what you really want to get into is, like you said earlier, spoiler alerts, I bought a new PS4.
Yes.
Apparently you can play that game VR.
Hashtag tangent talk. Mitch won $500 at Keno.
$496
at Keno. And instead of picking up a laptop that would let us record,
or saving it for bills like an adult,
or saving it for bills, paying off a credit card, he bought a PS4. And I couldn't be more proud of him.
Todd, and I'm blushing.
I mean, I've got a spare laptop. At that point, I'm just being greedy.
Yeah, right? So if you want to get your ass whooped in Rocket League, find me at Nerdy Thursday.
This motherfucker literally got Nerdy Thursday. One word. Like, dude, I've been so mad that PlayStation doesn't let you change your name, because I have so many digitally downloaded games that I'm not going to just like start a new one and put my PlayStation Plus on it.
So I stole that shit.
Or otherwise, I would have had Nerdy Thursday a year ago. But if they ever come out with that feature, Nerdy_Thursday, it's all mine. Anyways, yeah. Okay, so yeah, you totally bought a PlayStation.
You know it.
And you got that. At this point, you've had it for like a week. What do you think?
I haven't done anything else but that, so going pretty good.
Nice. That's a good sign.
Yeah. Like, I just threw that challenge out for Rocket League. Yep.
Yep.
Been killing it there. I just beat a guy, like, 15-1 last night.
That's fucking awesome.
Okay, he was unranked, but...
So you say last night, and we'll wrap back to Rocket League in a couple of minutes. But I think this is hilarious in the fact that before this, you had your Xbox 360.
Yeah.
I sold my Xbox One, like, 2 years ago because I just didn't use it.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't had a 360.
Whoa, bullshit. You used your Xbox One every time you came home. I witnessed it.
Yeah, but that was like 2 years ago.
Xbox on. Just so the TV would turn on, because you're a lazy piece of shit.
But that's the only look reason for the I remote. Used it. That's the only reason I used it, and I didn't even really game on it. I played like Titanfall, and I can't think of another game that I actually played on that. But Titanfall was actually exclusive to that at that point. But I got rid of it because I was just gaming on my PS4.
I would be more upset. I think we talked about this when we talked multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
I would be more upset about buying it and like playing the games.
Yeah.
if I wasn't so used to the controller from playing with you when I come over.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Like, if I just bought it, like, randomly, like, well, I said I was going to get one, so I better buy it. Dude, I would be pissed.
The PlayStation has, like, the PS4 has such, it has the superior controller. It really does. Like, I mean, I guess that's debatable, but I really, truly believe that not having to, like, your hands are uniform on that. Like, you don't have the offset fingers, and, you know, to me, it just makes it feel like it's easier to play that.
Yeah. For sure. Plus, we're doing that thing, so what I need to do is download NHL so we can start playing that with each other.
Oh, we're going to get back to that thing. I just threw up quotation marks in just a few because I really want to talk about that because that is so awesome. But what I was going to say and what I was getting at when I was talking about your Xbox 360 is that I haven't had an Xbox in years, you know. I got rid of my 360 before I got the One. So I never realized how much you game personally until you got this and I see you online all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Which means I'm online all the fucking time, but I'm like, oh, Mitch is playing. What's he playing? I'm going to play that. Which brings us back to that thing that you just talked about. One of my favorite features about the PS4 and the fact that you have it is that we can share our games.
Yes, we can.
All the games that I've downloaded, all 90 of them, whatever I have on there, you can access and download and play with me. And
yeah, right? We started doing that, though.
Yeah.
And I was like, shit, I should have bought the one that has the terabyte.
Dude, you can, it's actually cheaper to just get, like, a terabyte external hard drive. Or, not external, but a terabyte hard drive. And it's very easy to replace the hard drive in your PS4.
Nice.
And it's, I mean, a terabyte hard drive's, like, $40.
Ooh-wee!
The only reason I haven't done that on mine is because I have PT on my hard drive. And PT, like, drives up the value of your console by, like, X amount of money because you can't download it. And if I ever, deleted it, I would not be able to re-download it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, it's, like, one of those weird things, but I can get, like, an external US, or I can get an external hard drive. But, dude, like, you being able to hop on, play some Overwatch, you actually bought Rocket League, right? You had the disc?
Yeah, I got the disc.
What so other games? Some
bonus features.
What other games?
Uncharted 4,
mm-hmm.
GTA 5.
Nice.
I downloaded Little Big Planet because it was the free one.
It's a lot of fun. You gotta play with people, though.
Then I ripped from you Diablo and Overwatch.
Yes, yes. And there's like a ton of games that you can hop on in there and get. I'm super, super excited because you bought GTA 5 digitally. That I'm going to be able to download that and start playing that soon. Whenever I get your account info on my PlayStation.
Yeah, which is going to be probably Friday.
Sweet. Sounds good.
Really cool, though, is real quick, if we're going to start talking about PlayStation, and we've talked about Rocket League and playing with each other, shout out to Baz. Our Rocket League number 3.
Yep. We play a lot of twos. Like, I know mainly... between the two of us and Baz and myself, we play a lot of twos, either individually, like you and me, or him and I. But having that third person is crazy. It's so much fun.
Well, then we met that other guy from Chicago and played the fours, and that was just out of control.
Venomous?
Yeah. Naming that Chaos was a great idea.
Yeah.
I don't know who thought of that in the Rocket League realm, but they did a good job.
You know what actually kind of obsessed me about that? You can't play Chaos ranked.
Yeah.
And that's like a big bummer because we play pretty much exclusively ranked. We are on like a weak kick of playing like the Rumble, but there's just something about getting into a really competitive game. And next thing you know, you're 9 minutes into overtime because it's that tight of a game.
Yeah.
You know,
well, that was like, what was it? We had one game going overtime, and we had, like, 3 epic saves and all sorts of shit that lasted only 4.5 minutes, but my palms were sweating, dude. I was breathing heavy.
God. My My 4 minute or my 9 minute game was so much like that one that you're talking about. I remember exactly what you're talking about because you could hear everyone clicking. No one was talking because we're in the zone, right? And all you could hear through our headphones is everybody else clicking and breathing super heavy. And I think we ended up winning that.
It's maybe. So amazing.
Maybe. And there's nothing like that game. There really isn't.
It's so sweet, especially because it cross platforms.
Yeah. And even now, like, how long have we been playing this? At least 2 years. I am just now becoming, like, super proficient at aerials.
Right? That's the hardest thing in the world.
And it's like, at this point, it doesn't even feel that hard anymore. But it took me 2 years of playing to get that good at it, which is crazy. It's like, literally, this game, no matter how much you play, you will always get better.
Right?
So, I really love that.
Here's a good question about Rocket League.
Yeah.
So, we said 4 was tough, like 4v4.
Uh-huh.
Is that too many?
I think it's too many. I didn't enjoy it, like, at all.
What if they gave you a bigger pitch? Would you play more cars?
No.
Like, what if you got a full 11-on-11, like, almost real match of soccer?
I wouldn't want to play it.
No. Would you do basketball 5v5?
No.
No? All right.
And not to sound like that curmudgeon dude, but I'm not a big fan of the basketball mode. Like, I like playing that once every 2 months.
Yeah.
The thing is I really hated playing fours with Benemis and you and Baz because, like, three is great, and you can coordinate three people. And two is amazing. Two is my favorite because, you know, you have this great fluid play style. One guy can be in goal, and you guys can keep rotating. Once you get to four people, especially with someone new like we were with that guy, you run into things where you're like, shit, I don't know how this guy plays. And there's always a wild card.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst.
And, you know, maybe if we had been playing with this guy for a really long time, maybe it'd be a different story. But I think the less people that you have to worry about playing like an idiot, the better.
Well, that's like when I told you, like, when I first got it and sat down to play and played, like, a couple games just online.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, holy shit, that wild, out-of-control style that you have had to deal with being on my team every now and then is just not working.
Every now and again?
Yeah.
I remember literally every game. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? You're just chasing the ball everywhere. And now you, Baz, me, we'll sit in the game and we'll be like, dude, these guys look like three dogs just trying to hump this ball. Like, it's literally three cars just right behind the ball.
Yeah, everybody trying to be the hero.
Exactly. And we've got such a great play style because someone's always back, someone's always mid, someone's always attacking. And, you know, that's really hard to coordinate the more people you have.
I thought we were going to dive more into the PlayStation, but we're getting to an hour. Mm. I really love it.
I got to ask you two questions. So
I guess.
Okay, so you said that GTA 5 is your jam right now.
Yeah, I'm killing it right now. I'm like, I have like less than half the missions left to do.
Damn, dude. Have you had a favorite part yet?
No.
What do you?
I've liked the whole thing.
So you've really enjoyed everything that they put into the game?
Yeah.
What's your favorite aspect? I know that we talked on Sunday about, or Saturday night, we were marveling about the fact that I think GTA 5 is the first GTA game that I've played, and actually, I preferred playing the story missions over just going rogue and just killing everybody.
Yeah. Well, the thing about it is, like, I like how you can go anywhere that you can see. It's not really limited. Mm-hmm. All of, like, so with this, like, the other games, I'm trying to think which one it was, actually. Like, even GTA 3, like, if you went over to Liberty City before you were supposed to or whatever, you got 5 stars and they kill you.
Yeah.
Like, not having that bug in there so you can explore everywhere just freely is awesome.
Yeah.
And the fact that the whole, the same thing, the whole state's open, like, you just freely move about, I love it. Did and the get... fact that it brings together, like, all the other stories, but is new, I like that too.
Yeah, they interweave things so great. You actually go to Liberty City at some point in that game, and you go to San Andreas, like, which is super dope. I mean, you don't go to the full maps, but like you go to like, you know, a little blocked off area. You know, did you get to the part where Trevor calls Michael a hipster?
Yeah,
dude, that part. That's my favorite part in the entire game. I was laughing.
But it's Michael calling Trevor a hipster.
Yes. Dude, I literally had to sit there and think. I'm like, what? Yes, that's exactly what it is. Dude, that's my favorite part of that entire game. I was laughing so fucking hard when that happened.
And not just a hipster, like the ultimate hipster. It's hilarious.
Yeah. So I'm thinking... And this is, I mean, I guess this doesn't really apply to everyone else who's listening, but this is kind of like a proposal on here. What we should do is we should probably go halvesies on pre-ordering Stick of Truth or the Fractured Butthole.
I thought you already got it.
No, I didn't. I lied.
Well, then you're going to have to give me half the money so I can get it because you've already played Stick of Truth.
What are you talking about?
You get Stick of Truth with it still, right?
Yeah, so why am I giving you half the money?
Because you already have Stick of Truth, and I wanted to have it on mine.
Yeah, but I have Stick of Truth on my laptop.
I don't care. This one?
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
Son of a bitch.
Plugging in later.
You might want to use a wired Xbox controller, because the keypad, or playing it with a keyboard, it's awful.
Well, never mind, I'm not playing. I only have a wireless.
Nice. But we should probably do that, because that'd be dope. And then we both get the game. Which is
question two, or was that the second question?
I mean, it wasn't going to be a question. Actually, it was supposed to be a question, but I turned it into not a question. Is there any games that you're looking forward to on the PlayStation coming out?
Oh, yeah, no.
No? Cool.
I gotta look.
Just kind of whatever we're playing right now.
Yeah.
That's a good way to do it, because it gets really fucking expensive when you do it.
What I'd like to see, actually, is... So, I love the Diablo game. And I love the way it plays, and how you're going dungeon crawling and looking for better gear, and you can always get that new set or whatever.
Yep.
I would love to see it like World of Warcraft style. Or like Neverwinter Nights.
Go on.
Which is like, basically you can just hang out and roleplay if you want to.
Oh. But it's,
you know, the world's full open.
That would be... Oh, dude. Imagine
which is
if
what
they turned
GTA,
Diablo
like,
into an MMO.
Yeah.
You know why
GTA
they wouldn't,
GTA is kind of like, but it's just so wild.
You know why they wouldn't, though?
Because it'd be too awesome?
Because Blizzard owns both. They don't want two competing brands.
Yeah, I know. But think about it.
Yeah. I mean that'd be dope.
One way or the other. But you could have a new company that does it.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be pretty sweet. Like, if they took that model and turned it into that.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty awesome. I'd be about that.
It'd be pretty sweet.
Nice.
But
well, now you're ready for Friday the 13th.
What?
I mean, well, now you're ready for Friday the 13th, whenever that comes out.
Oh, fuck yeah, I am.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I was going to jump on the Tadpog Nation and be like, hey, what's that beta code? Good. Can I still get that? Is that still working?
The beta was only for the PC.
This is bullshit.
Right. 90% of the betas are only for that. But what's kind of cool is, like, all of these online games, they usually have, like, a free weekend where you can just download it and just play it for a weekend.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
It's kind of like going to the Redbox, but free.
Sick!
Yeah, dude. All
right, but I was bringing up the time issue because we have those phone calls to get to.
Yeah.
And one's from Gus, and I know we have a couple from Steve and Michael.
All right, that sounds good.
I hope it's a couple. I was more than that.
It's a couple. I'll let you know that. Talk for a minute, because I gotta just pull them up.
Huh. You're supposed to have that shit ready, dude.
Why? I didn't.
This is why we gotta start a Patreon, so we can get a soundboard and just have it ready to go.
Okay. Dude, I'm looking at this, and I'm like, why are these out of order? I forgot that my Google Voice sent me emails that were out of order in terms of when they came in. You remember?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, I remember.
I remember. Oh, yeah. I remember.
Oh, yeah, we did listen to these phone calls on Saturday.
Yeah. Sorry, Sunday. Guys. It's not going to be, like, a legit playing, but All right, here we go.
Oh, it is, because I forgot what he said. Oh, no, I remember a little bit.
I remember a little bit, too. our reactions are going to be much better now that we're awake.
Perfect.
Much
hey,
more better.
Hey, Brian.
I feel like a third grader.
Brian, listen up.
Brian, clench your butt cheeks, Holmes. All right, here we go. Voicemail number one.
Hey, Nerdy Thursday. It's your actual number one fan calling, Stephen Michael. After a long day, I was finally able to sit down and listen to episode 17.
What a great way
to end
the day.
Your number two fan and wannabe co-host, Brian, is a guest. I appreciate you continually having on a special needs guest. It actually makes me like you guys a lot more, knowing that you take care of the community. I'm not sure of the actual defect he has, but I assume they're mental, as he has illusions of grandeur, which need to be corrected. So, I have a little message for your number two fan, Brian. I know who you are. I know what you want. If you're looking for the number one fan spot, I can tell you you can't have it. What you can have are the results of a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let your dream go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you with kindness. I never heard fucking...
I forgot about the last part. And can I say just how excited I am he got cut off?
With kindness. Alright, so, little sneak peek. Guys, anybody who calls in gets access to our Nerdy Thursday Callers Club. It's just a silly little page on Facebook, but, you know, we're putting up a lot of fun stuff, and we're, like, poking fun at each other and just having a good time. And this battle that's going on between Brian and Stephen Michael... And I've got to say, real quick, that this has been a real highlight for me. It almost seems like we have a fun show, and then we get into, like, this TV drama section, you know, of these two just battling it out. Well, anyways, Stephen Michael, after Brian's last very heelish, very Ric Flair, very Macho Man promo that he cut on him last time, Stephen Michael posted a picture of himself on that picture at the gym, or on that page at the gym. Stephen Michael's jacked. Here's the thing.
We got to recant real quick, off air.
Yeah, so I said that they should probably get into a fist fight. Brian, if that happens, he will kill you. This man is very large, and I don't know what he does for work, but it looks like he's been working out for a very long time. So, just saying. I mean, continue to want to be number one fan all you want.
Also, we can't wait to get this guy on, and we still have to message him and talk about meeting up with him in Ohio.
Yeah,
figure
yeah,
out exactly
yeah.
when we're passing through there.
When we're going down to Kentucky, for sure. And I actually reached out to him. He's pretty good to go. He wants to come on, and he wants to join a show. So, that'll be a lot of fun. So, I look forward to that. Following that up, I have... another call from Stephen Michael. It looks like he got cut off from the last one. I wouldn't have known because it ended so beautifully. But here we go.
Hey, Nerdy Thursday. Stephen Michael calling back again. My phone got cut off, but just wanted to say that I finished the episode and it was another great one. Enjoy your weekend, and I'll see you next Tuesday.
Ah. All right, well, to be fair, he didn't see us next Tuesday.
No, but... if you hadn't said that, they wouldn't have known when he called, and it would still lap over.
Yeah, that was a while ago. He definitely didn't see us next Tuesday, but I love the call-out to our South Park show. See you next Tuesday, a South Park show by Nerdy Thursday.
Right?
So, yeah.
I also...
so thank you for the plug, Stephen Michael.
Love the constructive criticism. Wasn't great. They're not all going to be.
Wait, no, he said it was great.
I thought he said it wasn't great.
No, he said it was great. I'm going back right now I'm reading the transcript.
The transcripts are wrong sometimes.
Wrong? Oh, it's not a great one. Yeah, that's probably because it was nothing but Brian calling him out.
Zing.
All right, I was wrong. Sorry. Sorry, Stephen Michael, that it was not a very good episode. But we love you anyways. Thank you for the criticism. Here is another call from Stephen Michael.
Hey guys, one last phone call from Stephen Michael, your number one fan. I was thinking about the beginning of the episode where you guys were
contested,
talking about a fist fight. Really didn't think that it would be fair, kind of like having a battle of wits with an unarmed person. But come to think of it, that's kind of what I'm doing with Brian anyway. So whatever you guys want to do, I'm down for. Last call, promise. Bye.
I hope it's not the last call. Yeah, maybe the last call in that section.
Yeah, certainly hope that's not the last call, man. We freaking love getting hearing from you, man.
Especially because we keep talking about this thing, and like I want to use some of my tax refund money.
Yeah.
To make a nerdy Thursday, like championship number one fan belt, like NT number one.
I wouldn't even be upset about that.
And then I want to hand it out at the Nerdy Thursday party we keep talking about. We want to throw.
Yes. That'd be pretty sweet. There's going to be like six people here, but it's going to be pretty sweet.
Yeah, whatever.
Again, Stephen Michael, blast. Thank you so much for calling in. Brian, he just put you on fucking notice. I look forward to hearing your response next week.
Yeah, feel free to call back and put him on blast again.
We do have a message coming up right now.
I'm so nervous about this.
Now, no matter what this message says, I'm leaving before this point in. So if this is blank and you don't hear a message, that's because Gus said something super inappropriate and I had to cut it out.
No, you don't. That's not the rules.
Yeah, it is.
The rules is we listen to it, and if we have to cut the whole thing out, we reprimand him via the air.
Okay.
And say, now we have to screen your calls.
All right, sounds good. You ready to listen to this? Because I am.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, here we go. Here's a call. Call coming from what's presumed to be Gus.
Hey, I heard through the grapevine that, well, wait a minute.
Dude, he's pushing so hard. This is fake.
Dude,
I said earlier, he warned me.
He warned that he was being fake, Gus?
Yeah.
That's depressing.
And if he's driving, like he is, because I hear the radio.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Oh, my God. Do not drink and drive, people. All right, going back to this. He heard through the grapevine.
Nerd culture in general, beer and wine and video games and homosexual tendencies. I heard that Mitch and Sean went to a Valentine's dance day together. I hope you had fun.
Oh, that was it. That was.
You know what? hearing the rest of it, I don't know how forced that was, especially after I told him he said something.
Yeah.
About mentioning
a homosexual,
the word homo, and he didn't remember.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty funny. Like the beginning of that, when he was like stumbling over his words, he was definitely faking that. But you can't fake Gus.
Right? Yeah.
He was gussing it.
Like, it seemed like he was pressing on the beginning.
Yeah.
Trying to remember the beers, games, and nerd culture in general.
Yes.
But he fucks that up every time we try to get him to say it.
How long did it take us to, like, that one night that he was super hammered and we tried to get him to say it? How long did it take? 5 minutes?
Yeah, it took 15 tries in 5 minutes.
If it took 15 tries, him stealing the change that fell out of my pocket, you going to get a water and charging him the change that he stole from me to buy the water. I'm pretty sure I have that recorded still.
That's awesome.
That was back from Christmas when we released none of this.
Oh, God.
Gee, I wonder why. Oh, my God.
I couldn't imagine.
Well, Gus, I do want to answer your question. We did. We did attend a Valentine's dance together.
I had a lovely time.
I had a fantastic time. Thank you. I appreciate you being concerned.
What'd you do for Valentine's Day, you fucking loser?
Hang out with Carl? Oh, my God. Yep, that's pretty awesome. Guys, if you want to give us a call, Please do. Ask us anything. Ask us questions. Ask us about preferences in movies. Ask us about video games, cartoons, Power Rangers, wrestling. Bray Wyatt is the new wrestling champion of SmackDown. That was a really good fucking pay-per-view. Go watch it. Call us. Ask us anything. You don't even have to call us and get into this number one fan battle. Stephen Michael is gigantic. You don't want to... Just don't. Save yourself.
Your best choice is to just hit him from behind with a steel chair.
Yeah, I don't even think that will knock him out.
No, but it'd be fun to watch.
That's awesome.
Guys, if you want to condone physical violence on this show.
Yes. If you want to give us a call, go grab a piece of paper and a pen, like right now. I'm going to wait like 3 seconds. Like, I'm going to talk for a couple. I hope you're going to get it right now. Now that you have
get your piece off of your paper, ass and get the piece of paper.
Now that you have the piece of paper and a pencil, take this down. 413-418-0076. You know, Mitch, I listen to a lot of podcasts that have phone numbers that are so contrived, and they make no sense. Like, there's no rhyme or reason to these numbers, and it makes it really hard to remember. We went out of our way to make this very easy for everyone. 413 is our area code. 418 is not far off from 413. I think that's pretty easy to remember. And 0076, if you're old enough to remember that there's actually letters on the numbers, 76 is actually S&M, like Sean and Mitch. So it's literally...
Yeah, that's why we picked S&M.
You cheeky devil. Valentine's Day was yesterday. 2 days ago, for listeners. here I go again. So that's literally 413-418-00 Sean Mitch. Give us a call. Put us in your phone. Buzz us. I have it set up, so I won't be awkwardly answering your calls anymore. Go straight to voicemail. Because that was weird.
Yeah, Aunt Donna.
Not gonna lie. Yeah, Donna. Dad. Hashtag dadcast. I just did the hashtag with my fingers. Nice. You've got to call us. I know you want to be in our group.
Right? There's a whole callers club set up for people just like you.
Yeah. And just like you, 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 and you. I just Oprah'd all of you. All of you. Okay. Look under your chair right now. That is
our
phone number.
And you can give us a call. And you can give us a call. And you can give us a call.
See, do you see what's under your chair? That's the callers club. You can have that if you call us. And you can have it for free if you call us. And then try to join it. And then I'll accept you if I saw your number. Yeah.
That's awesome.
This was a really fun show. I'm not going to lie. I am not going to lie. Dude, as always, who's our theme song by?
Mason.
Oh, we don't normally say his name. Oh, do we?
Yeah, I know. No.
Okay.
Well, I couldn't remember his band camp.
Well, his name's Mason, and he's a world record holder in a lot of video games.
Yeah,
he's
check him out on Twitch, GlitchCat7.
Yeah, GlitchCat7, he is so close to being partnered with Twitch, it's not even funny. Like, dude, there's not a time that I go into his Twitch now where he has less than, like, 140 viewers. Which That's is awesome. So crazy, because I remember when it was just, like, me and, like, three other people, you know? So it's like, I'm so amped that he's been able to grow so much as a streamer. His music's awesome. Check him out at Bandcamp at cowabungabreakfast.bandcamp.com, where you can find songs like our theme song, The Invention of Nerdy Thursday, that he wrote for us, which is awesome. You can find a snippet at the beginning of our podcast and pretty much the full song at the end. If you dig that style of music, go give him a couple bucks. It's totally worth it, and you get access to a ton of awesome music. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Nerdy Thursday. Callers Club is Nerdy Thursday Callers Club, but please call first, 413-418-0076. Just saying. We're on Instagram. I don't put a ton of stuff up on there, but when we do, we get a ton of likes, which makes me feel good. My self-esteem goes up every time I do. But
that's, I bought them.
That's Nerdy _ Thursday. What else we got? Brian, thank you so much for our logos. Sorry I dropped the ball last week, but to be fair, that was really Mitch's coaster of a laptop's fault. Hopefully we'll be moving on to the South Park episode where the elephant and the pig make love gravy. So hopefully we'll record that in the next few days and we can get that on Tuesday. Brian already sent me a graphic for that, and it's really awesome. So thank you for all your work, Brian. Steve and Michael, thank you for calling in. Baz, thank you for being our thirds in Rocket League. Cleva, thanks for the message. I think that's a lot of call-outs.
Dang.
I know, dude. I'm on a roll right now. Also, as Brian said in one of his calls, he's literally like the only listener that's left us a 5-star iTunes review. Like, literally, there's like 3 on there, and 2 of them, I think, are me. So if you like what you hear, if you, you know, even if you just have a couple minutes in your day, if you could just slap something, you know, slap a 5-star up there and just say something nice, it's really going to help us. It's going to help us grow. It's going to put us in front of other people who, you know, might not know that we're out there.
It's going to boost your rating for the number one fan challenge.
Yeah. And Mitch said that, not me. Remember that. But again, you know, if you guys are a weekly listener, if you could really just take out a minute in your day and just do that for us, like, that's, you know, that'd be super cool of you guys. We just really do this for your entertainment, so, you know, that's all we ask in return.
Yeah, question: who are all these listeners? I've seen the numbers,
dude. I have no idea. I have no clue. I don't even know how we have so many listeners.
It's me just listening to it over and over again.
You download it, listen into it,
delete it, re-download it. Oh, yeah.
Hey, man.
At least 3 times a day. Right?
That's crazy. One more thing before we close out the show. Guys, I've been playing a lot of Fire Emblem Heroes. Playing a ton of it. I've been, you know, I'm going on a week right now. It just came out like 2 weeks ago. If you haven't been playing it and you have a phone that's capable of it, get it. It's fucking awesome. It's a Nintendo free-to-play game that I haven't once felt like I had to spend any money on. And it's a lot of fun. If you're into something that's a turn-based strategy, tactics-style game, it's going to be right up your alley. Now, it doesn't have, like, permadeath like the normal Fire Emblem games do. I'm kind of amped about that because, Michael Kelso from the Two Dudes in a NES podcast mentioned earlier today that would have been a perfect opportunity for Nintendo to jump onto that free-to-play model and just rake in all of your money. Like, imagine if your favorite character died and you could bring him back to life for $1.
Sick.
I'm so glad they didn't do that, because that would turn me off to this game so much, and I'm so amped to, once we're done, hop back in and do a couple more battles.
But I love freemium gaming.
Yeah, so do I. I do, to an extent. If it's a freemium game where all I do, like, where all I feel is that they're just trying to get money from me, I'm immediately disinterested.
That makes sense.
Because it's just like, alright, you're not going to let me do anything unless I spend money. This is a waste of my time. And I haven't felt that yet with this game. So, nice. Yeah, so, guys, if you haven't gotten it, give it a try. If you do have it, send us something on Twitter. Send us something on Facebook. Call in. Let us know what your thoughts are, because I really want to know what you think. And if you reach out to us on one of the social media things, I can get you my friend code. And we can be friends on there. And, you know, we can send each other some greetings, because it's pretty cool. But, yeah, that was pretty much it. You didn't get it, did you?
Nope.
Douchebag.
Yep.
All right. You know what, man? I kind of want to wrap it up because it sounds like there's a fucking street race going on outside my house.
Sounds good.
Ooh, I see what you did there. All right, dude.
Until next week.
Keep it nerdy.
Dude, I'm about to go pass out in my fucking class. 2 shots of vodka and a beer was a terrible idea.
In 1952, the world was a darker place. There were only 6 days in the week, not 7 like we know today. And everybody walked around wearing clothes that were painted gray. And they were sad almost all the time. Yeah, they were. And back in 1952, there were 6 days in the week. You could never know which day was the one for you. But I do. In 1965, somebody became alive, and they had a great idea to make a brand new day. It was called Nerdy Thursday, and it was played D&D and Magic the Gathering and had LAN parties, and it was their very own day for them. The world was big and cruel and cold and gray and sad, but Nerdy Thursday came up and made everybody glad, because after that they had a whole lot more stuff to do with their minds, and they left the gray old square world behind. Nerdy Thursday, you're the